Memory is Thick Specific by Z. Charnot, written on July 18, 2004. The veil of forgetfulness, which prevents us from recalling our prior lives and our experience when not embodied in human form, operates by means of limiting or controlling our access to the state which would give us access to that election. Hypnosis of adequate depth and of an appropriate kind, theta, grants access to that state specific to the possible recall of our continual existence beyond death, when not incarnate, and to our other lifetimes. This is both reported and described in Michael Newton's two books, Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls. This state is attained, at least experience is reported by many authors, especially so by these: E. M. H. Atwater, Damien Brinkley, and Raymond Moody. States are characterized by tensions. Tensions are the product. Attention is developed awareness. Concentration and focus transform a target of awareness to a subject of attention. It's possible to have compound or complex sets of attention. It is possible to have more than one kind of attention. These compound or complex sets of attention take us into the beliefs and belief systems. Check the beliefs, we encounter the acts of late John Sealy. Anything that either is true or tends to become true as a result of having belief becomes a power and a responsibility. What we believe either emancipates or liberates us, or captures or captivates us. This liberation and border lie we for these by the diversion or tartan to fall in contrary by council to us on the chart relaxed is the partner and the potential chart by relaxed form of a target for our friend. This is underpinning of the teachings of Don Juan Lu's Google Cognition. State respects the same attempt for really ourselves. John C. Lilla has a website dedicated to him. It's www.johncllilly.com. And John was responsible for numerous books, including The Mind of the Dolphin, The Center of the Cyclone, Programming and Metaprogramming in the Human Biocomputer, and Deep Self, and many others.